Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt, das Becheiris Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Para, we have here a cow, She Yolda Kemin Chamar, that gave birth to something that looks like a donkey. The baby that came out of the cow looks more like a donkey than a cow. Or the chamar sheyalda kamin sus. So we have a donkey that gave birth to something that looks like a horse rather than a donkey. In both cases, partum in apchaira. I would not have the mitzvah pidyon petach chamar. Reason being, shenemar, because the pasuk says petach chamar shnei pamim. Pasuk says petach chamar twice. Once in Parashas Boivachol, Petach Hamar Tivde Beseh. Some of you say that with your tefillin every single day. And once in Parashas Kisisa, Petach Hamar Tivde Beseh. The fact that the Torah repeated twice, Petach Hamar, teaches us that both the baby and the mother have to be a Hamar, or at least have the Tzura of a Hamar. So you're not going to have the mitzvah Petach Hamar ad unless She ha yoyle, that's the mother, is a chamar, veha noyled chamar, and what's born is a chamar. Why do I need two cases? Why do I need the case of paro sheyolda kamin chamar and chamar sheyolda kamin sus? So the Batanur explains, let's say we just had the case of paro sheyolda kamin chamar, and we didn't have the case of a chamar that gives birth to a horse. I would have said, well, a paro that gives birth to a chamar is pater because they're no shachas to each other. One has horns, the other doesn't have horns. One has split hoofs, the other doesn't have split hoofs. But a chamar that gives birth to a horse-like thing, I mean, maybe they should be chayiv. It's much more similar. And if you only told me the case of a chamar that gave birth to a horse-like creature, I would say it's pater because a horse never has kedushas b'chayra. But a para that gives birth to a calf, that calf is a p'char, has kedushas p'char. So it's within the parasha of p'chayra, both para and chamar, so maybe there you would be chayv. Therefore the Mishnah has to tell me there's no difference. It can be a para that gives birth to a chamar-like thing, or a chamar that gives birth to a horse-like thing, in both cases. Pater min ha-b'chayra. Frek the Mishnah weiter umahim bi'achila. What's the din in regard to being allowed to eat this? Let's say you have a para, which is obviously kosher, that gives birth to something that looks like a chamar. Zak the Mishnah, that chamar-looking thing is mutter b'yachila, is actually mutter b'yachila. You're allowed to eat it. Utmeya. For that matter, a behemet meya. Sheyalda that gave birth, kemin behemet tahir. This is something that looks like a behemet. Let's say you have a chamar that gave birth to a para. The din is, even though the baby looks like a cow, or a small calf, it is aser biachila. You're not allowed to eat it, because the rule is as follows. Shehayotze meha tomei. Tomei, what comes out of something that is tomei, is tomei. Vayotze meha tahar, what comes out of something that is tahar, is tahar. Wait a second, says the Batanura. Do you dip the challah into honey? Honey comes from bees. Why don't we say if it comes out of something that's tomei, it's tomei? You're not allowed to eat bees. So the Batanura explains, the honey doesn't come out of their basar. The bee goes around. It eats from different flowers, parts of different flowers, and like mixes the recipe and turns it into honey. But it's not like born out of the bee. It doesn't come out of the basar of the bee. Okay, what are the two simanim for a kosher fish? Sinapir and kaskesis has to have fins and scales. So what's it if you have a dog tummy that has no fins and scales, or either one of them, it's missing one of them, that would make a tummy. Shabala that swallowed a dog tahar. We open up the dog tummy and we find inside a dog tahar. Mutter, it's mutter. The inside fish is mutter biachila. That's because it swallowed it. It wasn't born there. For that matter, if it tahar, if you have a tahar dig fish, a baller that swallowed a dak tameh, when you open up the tahar dig fish, you find the dak tameh inside, aser, that inside fish is aser biachila. Lefisha eina gidulav. It's not something that was born, it's something that was swallowed. So, chazring over what we learned in Perig Aleph, Mishnah Beis, if a para gives birth to something that looks like a chamar, or a chamar gives birth to something that looks like a horse, it's potter. The vlat is potter on the pchaira, Because the pasuk says petah chamar twice. That teaches us both mother and baby have to look like a chamar. In regard to achila, whether the baby is mutar biachila, if it comes from a kosher animal, it's mutar biachila. Doesn't make a difference what it looks like. And the same is true the other way around. If it comes from a behemoth tumea, it's aser biachila, even though it looks like a kosher animal. Mishnah told us shayotze mehatame tame ayotze menatar is tahar. A tamadik, a fish that swallows a dag tar, and you find a dag tar inside his mutter. For that matter, a taradik, a fish that swallowed a dag tummy, and you find a tamadik, a fish inside, it's asr biachila. Because in both cases, we're saying this wasn't born from it, it was just swallowed up.